Blessed Christmas to each and every one of you as we celebrate Jesus the Christ, the one who came into the flesh, God Himself, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again to tell us that there is life after death. And all who believe in Him have that wonderful, blessed gift. So once again, I say to you, blessed Merry Christmas. The Creator becomes part of the creation. Love shines in the darkness of our world and the darkness of our own lives as well. But we live with love and we live with hope and we live with conviction that Jesus is the Christ, the one who came to save humanity. So I'd like to take a journey with you this evening using four words from our Advent devotional: hope, love, joy, and peace. And I'd like to use this as an example. Deborah and I, last November and December, were blessed to be in New Zealand and Australia. And this was kind of one of these bucket list items, if you will. And I'm not bragging, okay? I'm not saying that. We were just blessed to go there. So when I think about these four words, hope, I hoped for a long time to be able to go to New Zealand and Australia. And finally, when it became a reality, then the planning was connected to the hope. And we loved being in these two countries. I'm telling you, they were just gorgeous and beautiful. And the people were just wonderful. We were on a street corner one day looking for the transit. And this lady came out of her house and asked if we were lost. And we said, no, we're just waiting for the bus. And she says, it's up that way is where you're going to catch it. I mean, how nice. You're not going to see that in the United States. You know what I'm talking about there? But boy, they were really nice to us. And we loved seeing all the animals too. I mean, you know what a wombat is? If you don't, you have to go look it up. But it looks like a pig on the front and a dog on the back. Okay? It's an animal that you will not see in the United States, and kangaroos and all the other wonderful animals that you get to see. It was something that was great joy for Deborah and myself. And coming back, it was a time of peace. It was nice to be gone, but it was nice to get home, to get into your own bed. And, you know, once again, we have so many memories to talk about, peaceful times, that we just celebrate that journey. So I'd like to take this concept of these four words and put it into different journeys this evening. So the first journey to Christmas is from God's perspective. And so I invite you to read 1 John with me this evening. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So when I thought about this as trying to put love and hope and joy and peace into journeys, looking at different concepts here, sin entered the world through the first Adam, and salvation entered the world through the second Adam, Jesus Christ, who kept the law on our behalf, every bit of the law. So if you think that you're really bad, God loves you. If you think you're really good, God loves you, because He is a God of love. He loved us when we didn't love Him. That's what the verse says. He loved us so much that He sent His Son. His hope is that we would believe that He was sent by the Father. Jesus on earth, the miracle of Jesus' birth, His life, His death on the cross, His resurrection. God hopes, that's His plan, that by faith we will receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. God's love moved Him to send Jesus. God knew from the beginning that His Son would have to die. And that's why He came, is to die the death that you and I deserve. Christmas is about God sending the best and greatest gift of all, His one and only Son. As we gather around our own Christmas tree, we see from God's perspective is that Christmas is to celebrate His gift to humanity, His one and only Son. And God is filled with joy, as it says in the book of Hebrews, for the joy set before Jesus, He endured the cross. And I don't know about you, but when it comes to pain, that's something I don't relish, and I'm not full of joy. But Jesus knew that there was a greater benefit. By His death, you and I get to live. And we get to live for eternity. We get to be with God forever. And God is at peace with humanity because Jesus has fulfilled the law on our behalf. As it says in Scripture, when the time had fully come, God sent His Son born under the law, born of a woman, to fulfill the law for you and for me. So when we look at these four words today, we see it from God's perspective, is that it was His hope that we would believe. It was His plan to send His one and only Son. And why did He send Him? Because He loves us just as well as He loves His one and only Son. And Jesus did it with great joy because He knew that salvation would come to many people to be saved for eternity. And God is at peace with humanity. I also thought about the journey to Christmas from the perspective of Mary and Joseph with these four words. I'm only guessing that Mary and Joseph hoped that Mary would get to Bethlehem before she had the baby. It was a 90-mile journey, probably a six-day caravan, so to speak. Now, you ladies, if you're 9 months pregnant and you're riding on a donkey and walking, you're not real happy, are you? No. But Mary, she endured it. Why did she endure it? Because she loved God. She loved her husband, and she loved the child that was in her womb. She loved God so much that she was willing to take the shame of being pregnant without a husband for a while, and she endured it with great joy as well. Because when the pain was over, the child was alive. The child born in Bethlehem was God incarnate, Emmanuel living with you and for me and living for you and for me. And peace, the Prince of Peace, was born into our world. So from the perspective of Mary and Joseph, they hoped to get to Bethlehem before the baby was born. Their love for God, their love for one another, and their love for this child moved them. And their joy was seeing baby Jesus, the one who was born to save humanity. And they welcomed the Prince of Peace. A journey to Christmas from the perspective of the wise man as well. So following God's GPS, this God's positioning star, must have been quite exciting and perhaps very daunting as well. Well, these guys got together, they got their navigational instruments together, and they saw this star and they recognized it as that it was an announcement of a new king, the King of the Jews. Now, I don't know how they knew that, but they're wiser than I am, and so they hoped that they could find this king. So they sent out on a journey. It may have been well over a year that they were on this journey of following the star. And these wise men loved to go on journeys to find new things, if you will. How can we find this new king and bring him our love and celebrate him as King of the Jews? And they had great joy following the star as well. When they talked with King Herod, they were overjoyed when they saw the star once again. And they followed it to Bethlehem. And there they found Jesus and Mary in a home. And they gave him their gifts of great love. Their peace was seeing that their journey had been fulfilled. They had great joy because they got to share their love with the new king. Amen on all that, right? Well, how about our journey to Christmas using these four words this evening? Well, just like our trip to New Zealand and Australia, we journeyed to Christmas with hope, love, joy, and peace. Now, what I didn't tell you is that our trip was a gift. Didn't cost us anything. It was a gift from our congregation on the retirement of Deborah and myself as senior pastor and senior pastor wife. That was a wonderful surprise for us. That evening, we were given a little kangaroo and a little something in a pouch that says, "You're going on a trip. And we were so shocked by their great love for us. Well, life is also a gift given to each and every one of us. It was freely given by God. And faith is a gift as well, freely given by God through the Holy Spirit as we hear the Word of God. And we come to Christmas this evening to worship our newborn King, the King of our heart, the King of our lives, as we gather together with hope that as we gather as a family with love, that this will be a time of great joy and great celebration because Jesus lives within our hearts, within our lives, within our church, within our world. He has come as the light of the world to overcome the darkness that is in our lives. So hope is part of our faith journey. We understand is that we're here for a brief time on earth. Our life is a gift, our faith is a gift, but we're going to make a difference because we will share the gospel of grace with others because we are followers of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God's love for us is seen in our lives. It is seen by being here in worship. It is seen by how we treat one another, how we share with one another, how we serve one another. The joy of is being in the very presence of Jesus Christ this evening. As we gather together, where Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together, His promise is to be with us. This is my promise to you, that this cross paid for your sins and my sins, that the tomb is empty. We can leave this building this evening knowing how much God loves us. We live with hope, we live with joy, and we live with peace. Because God loves you no matter who you are and even how bad you are, God still loves you. You can't be bad enough for God not to love you. So if you're doubting that God can love you, I'm telling you this evening that God does love you. And this is the reason I can tell you, because He loved you as much and even more than He loved His Son. Because His Son went to death so that you and I might have life beyond the grave. Maybe we're like Simeon a little bit. When Simeon saw baby Jesus on his 40th day when he was presented at the temple, he said this, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and to the glory of your people Israel." We are all on a journey. It's called life. I encourage you is to be filled with hope, to be filled with love, to be filled with joy, and to live with peace. Peace that you're not a pile of junk. Peace that God made you unique. Peace that God loves you so much that He sent His Son into your life, into your darkness, to bring you hope and peace and love and joy. I pray for you that you will have a very blessed Christmas. And all God's children say, Amen.